put them out on a sheet or something, so I don't know.
Was there anything in particular that you call those dried parts, those dried pieces?
No.
Have you ever heard of me?
She'd cook them, make tarts, peach tarts, or apple tarts, or whatever kind of fruit it was. If she dried them, cured them good, they'd make good tarts.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call those dried parts snits?
Mm.
Okay. What about some of the kinds of nuts that you have around here?
Well, we have peanuts and pecans and hickory nuts, walnuts, not English walnuts. We don't raise the English walnuts here, but we raise walnuts that grow up on a big tree. Crack them, pick them.
Talking about walnuts, what do you call that hard covering that it has? That's the what? You know, the hard covering that you have to crack?
Yeah, you have to crack it with a hammer or something.
What do you call that hard covering? Is it the shell?
Yeah.
And doesn't it have kind of a soft part too that'll stain your hands if you handle it a lot?
Yeah, if it's dry, it don't stain your hands, but if you crack a green walnut.
What do you call that part that's soft that'll stain your hands?
The hull.
The hull? Have you ever, you mentioned peanuts, have you ever heard people call peanuts anything else?
Mm-mm. We call them, when we was children, we call them fenders. We didn't know no better, you know.
You ever heard people call them goobers?
Goobers.
Or ground
peanuts? Georgia's good for goobers. We didn't have them to be goobers, we just had regular small peanuts.
What about ground peas?
Yeah, they call ground peas and goobers and peanuts.
What about this type of
Spanish peanut?
What about this type of nut that doesn't grow around here, but you see a lot of them at Christmas time that have this?
We call them nigger heels.
Mm-hmm. Is that a Brazil nut or?
That's the Brazil nut. Mm-hmm. And we were big, all but grown before we know any better than it being a nigger heel. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we were going to school, it's true enough, but we didn't have it. The kind of literature to learn certain things from. Mm-hmm. So we just go to calling it what we thought it was.
What about that kind of fruit that grows in Florida a lot?
You lose me there because there's something down there. I don't know what it is. My sister lived down there for years and put two of my children through high school down there, but she don't know all them different things Florida has.
Well, you know, they're about that size, and you can cut a hole in them, you can suck them, or you can peel them.
I know they have a little thing called tangerine.
Mm-hmm. It's the same color as that, so it's a little bigger.
Yeah, well,
just oranges?
Orange. Different size oranges they raise down there.
And you might say that you had a bowl full of oranges this morning, but now they're all
gone.
What do you call this little red-colored root vegetable that you can eat raw? With?
Radish.
Radish. Mm-hmm. And what about these other kinds?
Beets. You can eat beets raw. We did. But you mostly cook them now. They're red through and through, solid. Pull them up like you do a turnip. Mm-hmm. And can them like you would a peach or something.
And what about this other vegetable that's red that grows on a bush?
Plum.
Okay, that, or this is a vegetable that a lot of people put in green salads, you know?
Oh.
A big red. You make ketchup out of them?